Here's your latest weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute at pop.org. Trump, Mexico City policy cuts an estimated $153 million to pro-abortion organizations. Jonathan Abamonte reports. The U.S. Government Accountability Office, known as the GAO, has just announced that President Trump's Mexico City policy has slashed an estimated $153 million in U.S. international aid dollars to foreign organizations that perform or promote abortion overseas. According to the GAO, several pro-abortion organizations eventually refused to comply with a Mexico City policy. Collectively, they were slated to receive $261.5 million in U.S. global health assistance funding. But when these pro-abortion organizations refused in mid-project to comply with the Mexico City policy, they lost some $153 million in U.S. government funding. The remaining $108 million that the pro-abortion organizations received are funds they had already been awarded by the U.S. government before the policy's new guidelines went into effect on May of 2017. The $153 million figure includes only the funding that pro-abortion organizations lost mid-project. It doesn't include new grants and projects that pro-abortion NGOs lost access to as a result of the Mexico City policy. The vast majority of the funding cuts affected only two international NGOs notorious for providing millions of abortions worldwide: the International Planned Parenthood Federation, IPPF, and Marie Stopes International, MSI. According to the GAO's report, IPPF lost access to $54.6 million in planned U.S. global health funding from USAID. MSI lost access to $24.7 million in funding. In addition, 26 U.S. global health subawards were canceled for IPPF and MSI affiliates. Now, IPPF and MSI are leading international NGO providers of abortion in the developing world. According to IPPF's annual performance report, IPPF affiliates worldwide performed nearly 1.4 million abortions in 2018. MSI's Global Impact Report reveals that MSI affiliates collectively performed over 4.8 million abortions and post-abortion care services in 2018. The funding cuts to IPPF and MSI come as a result of President Trump's Mexico City policy. The policy prohibits U.S. global health assistance from funding foreign non-governmental organizations, or NGOs, that perform or actively promote abortion as a method of family planning in foreign countries. The Mexico City policy dates back to 1984. That's when the Reagan administration declared at the International Conference on Population in Mexico City that the U.S. would no longer contribute to separate non-governmental organizations which perform or actively promote abortion as the method of family planning in other nations, end quote. Since then, the Mexico City policy has been enforced under Republican administrations and rescinded under Democrat administrations. Under the Trump administration, the Mexico City policy has been renamed the Protecting Life and Global Health Alliance policy. President Trump reinstated the Mexico City policy on January 23, 2017, as one of his first acts as president. He significantly expanded the policy. Prior administrations had applied it only to U.S. foreign family planning assistance. The Trump Mexico City policy expanded it to include all U.S. global health assistance, quote, to the extent allowable by law. Moreover, previous versions of the policy had applied only to funding awarded through the United States Agency for International Development, USAID. The George W. Bush administration expanded that to funding from the State Department as well. President Trump applied it to all relevant funding furnished by all departments and agencies of the U.S. government. Consider how the Trump policy expansion means for the U.S. foreign aid landscape. U.S. congressional appropriations for foreign family planning assistance totaled about $560 million in 2018. This is the portion of U.S. aid that the earlier Mexico City policy would have applied to. By contrast, the Trump Mexico City policy applies to all global health assistance. U.S. congressional appropriations for the Global Health Programs Fund in 2018 was about $8.7 billion in the year, and the policy applies to all of it. Guidelines for global health programs first went into effect on May 2017. At the time, organizations receiving new U.S. global health grants were required to agree that they will not perform or promote abortion in foreign countries with funding derived from any source. For the hundreds of global health projects already in progress at the time the new policy went into effect, foreign NGOs were given the option of either complying with the policy or terminating their award when their awards received new funding. Democrats have long decried the Mexico City policy for cutting funding to foreign organizations that perform abortions or that advocate for abortion. They insist that funding cuts to these organizations would lead to cataclysmic consequences for global health programs in developing countries. Yet, according to this new GAO report, only a very small percentage of global health awards were impacted by the new policy. Out of the 1,309 global health awards active from May 2017, when it went into effect, until September 2018, the cutoff date for the GAO's audit, only 54 awards were terminated due to pro-abortion organizations' refusal to comply with the new policy. The GAO found that as of September 2018, the U.S. government had slated $28.7 billion in planned funding for global health projects. Of this, the GAO estimates that only about $12.3 billion in global health funding will be subject to the terms and restrictions of the new policy after September 2018. And out of the $12.3 billion in funding subject to the policy, only an estimated $153 million in planned funding has been canceled due to the refusal of pro-abortion organizations to comply with it. This means that as of September 2018, the policy has impacted only some 1% of all U.S. global health assistance. But since the new policy has been applied to all new global health grants since September 2018, the percentage of all global health funds impacted by the policy today are likely to amount to less than 1%. Of the 54 global health awards terminated due to organizations refusing to comply with the new policy, 28 of them were awards for either IPPF, MSI, or one of their affiliates. And of the $261.5 million in planned funding slated for organizations that eventually refused to comply with the new policy, $192 million, or 73%, was planned funding for IPPF, MSI, or one of their affiliates. The GAO's report did not mention how much of this $192 million in planned funding was ultimately cut to IPPF and MSI affiliates. Moreover, U.S. government departments and agencies involved with furnishing global health assistance are free to reprogram any canceled funding to other organizations that will carry out the U.S. government's global health objectives without promoting abortion. The GAO's report, however, did not look into whether canceled funds were reprogrammed to other organizations. The GAO's report was commissioned by pro-abortion politicians in Congress in an attempt to smear the Mexico City policy. They expected it to show that the policy had adversely affected U.S. global health programs in developing countries. However, as is evident from the GAO's report, the new policy has not adversely impacted the U.S. government's global health objectives. Only a small percentage of organizations implementing global health projects have refused to comply with the policy. As a result, only a small percentage of global health assistance has been canceled. And of the small percentage global health funding canceled due to the policy, the vast majority of funding cuts have impacted only two organizations. Organizations which are clearly involved in performing and promoting abortion in foreign countries. According to a recent Marist Knights of Columbus survey, 76% of Americans either oppose or strongly oppose using taxpayer dollars to fund organizations like IPPF and MSI that perform or promote abortion abroad. Rather than placing the Mexico City policy in a bad light, the GAO report, in fact, underscores how the policy expanded under President Trump has successfully blocked millions of taxpayer dollars from flowing to foreign organizations involved in abortion-related activities. This has been your latest weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute at pop.org. Thanks for listening.